Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the all-wheel drive 2019 Honda CR-V at your New England Honda dealers. Around here, we Honda. Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin'. This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members. Because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans two times the points on any size coffee. So don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Excludes cold brew, nitro, and frozen coffee. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Let's go inside Gillette Stadium. Scott Zolak standing by with the coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, football team finds themselves 2-0. You got a 1 o'clock home game against another divisional opponent. You go back to last year, 3 weeks into it. I know every year is different, but, you know, not to say, hey, you know, you're kind of scratching your head, you know, leaving that stadium out there in Detroit. But what's the difference this year with the fast start? What do you think that is? What's different about your team?
Yeah, you know, we've had a couple of good weeks, but we'll just take it 1 week at a time. I don't think last week has anything to do with this week, and I don't think this week will have anything to do with next week. It's just they're all really 1 week seasons, and we'll just need to play well today.
Newhouse and Cunningham, we've talked about those guys last week. Did it from the TV end, but now that you've had a chance to watch the tape, you know, you guys are juggling some people up front. We've talked about Teddy Karras. You got two tackles sort of thrown into the fire. How'd those guys hold up last week against Miami?
You know, pretty well. It was tough conditions down there. It was warm. Those guys haven't played a lot of football for us, but, you know, they hung in there, showed a lot of mental toughness, and, you know, we were able to move the ball and score some points, so hopefully they'll be better this week with another week of practice and preparation for the game.
You obviously don't have Ben Watson until, I think, what, week five. You had another injury at tight end. Devlin banged up. How much does that affect roster composition as far as maybe carrying an extra offensive lineman? And, you know, when you're down tight ends, you're down, you're tough fullback. How does that affect things up front offensively?
Well, it definitely, you know, is challenging, and it ripples into the special teams area where those guys are, those body types are not unlimited. So, you know, we'll just have to juggle some things around here and do the best we can today. But, you know, we'll see how it all works out.
You talked highly of Coach Gase, as you have in past years. Remember him down in Miami. Really good game plans against you guys. Gave you guys some trouble. You look at them on film. It's pretty much sort of the same type of stuff he did at down in Miami. I know he has a different quarterback. You won't see him today. But, you know, as far as where he wants his team to be on offense.
Yeah, well, Adam's a very good game plan coach, so it varies a little bit from week to week based on how he feels he matches up against the opponent's defense. So we'll just have to see how he decides to attack us today, but sure it'll be challenging. We'll be ready to make some adjustments during the game after we see how it unfolds.
Le'Veon Bell, not in football last year. You know, we looked at some film this week with the Bellustrator and stuff, but he looks like the same type of guy as far as that jump cut, his burst, his ability to run and catch the football.
Absolutely. He's very hard to tackle. He's an outstanding receiver. They get him the ball a lot of different ways, and he's very hard to bring down. However, he gets it. So tackling him will be a big challenge for us today.
With him in the backfield and on the outside, Anderson seems like the explosive guy. Crowder, more of the stick-moving type of guy. And can that affect a young quarterback with Falk where, hey, I want to get it to the stick mover?
Well, again, I think it's similar to Adams' offense in Miami. Anderson similar to Stills, Crowder similar to Amendola. So, you know, he uses those guys in a similar game plan way, but again, the game plan changes from week to week how he matches up with each defense. So, you know, I think that is what it is.
Is Greg Williams, defense coordinator, is he blitzing as much as he had in years past? I know he likes to have a physical, aggressive front, and they do get a little chippy at times. I don't know how much the Jets are chippy, but I know he likes to push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah, well, they're definitely an aggressive defense, and, you know, Coach Williams mixes in some zone with a pretty good amount of five-man pressure, and that's a lot of man pressure. So if one of the eligible receivers blocks a blitzer, then they add in, and five can become six can become seven in a hurry. So they'll bring as many as you want to keep in a block. They also have a little bit of zone blitz pressure as well. But, you know, they do a good job of attacking the line of scrimmage. They're very physical up front. They have a good defensive front, fast linebackers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no question that pressure will be a challenge for us today. No doubt about that.
I remember 3 years ago sitting here looking at the Jets front. You could say first rounder. Now, you can't keep seven first rounders all together. It just doesn't add up from a money standpoint. They have a lot of turnover. But Leonard Williams is their stud up front. Will they move him around at all, or they pretty much keep him on the edge?
Yeah, he mostly plays three technique, a little bit of two technique, but he's not really an edge player. He's more of an inside rusher, along with Quinnen Williams, who we'll see what his status is for today. And they're kind of more defensive end, outside linebacker types on the edge.
And Adam's really good aggressive safety. Who would you equate him to in years past? Is it Ed Reed type player? And I know Ed's got great instincts, and maybe that's not an insult to Ed, but Paul Amalo, I know he likes to be active, and he's a hard-hitting safety pretty good player, though, right?
Yeah, he's very aggressive around the line of scrimmage. You know, Ed Reed was a great deep field player. I'd say, Adams is more similar to a linebacker.
Yeah.
And he's around the scrimmage, line of scrimmage a lot. He's very fast. He's a strong tackler. He's got a great motor. He's relentless in pursuit. So he's a guy you got to get blocked all the time.
All right, Coach, good luck today as you guys strive to go to 3-0. Go get him.
All right, thanks, God. Appreciate it.
All right, throw back up the Beetle and howl at the moon.
Thanks, so. This portion of Patriots Preview is brought to you by the New England Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit nercc.org. Zoe will join us on the field as we continue to set the scene for Patriots and Jets on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.